Again this week, I find myself in Acts. And really, I don't plan on linking them together, but it's one of those things that God just kind of, He's trying to teach me something, obviously, and I'm just wanting to share it with you. And last week we talked about Stephen and the message he had and the fact that he was stoned. And then as I'm reading through and in my mind, I don't ever want to say just in the New Testament or just in the Old Testament, and I don't necessarily want to jump one week to the other and back and forth. I just want to preach what God chose me to preach. And this week, as I'm reading and studying, I end up in Acts chapter 11. So if you want to turn there, that's where we'll be. That's where we'll start this morning. Sometimes it doesn't always end up where I start. But we're going to be there, and it's talking about what took place right after Stephen was stoned. It's one of the things that took place. There was a great persecution that broke out, and we know that when they had that persecution, when they stoned Stephen, the people that stoned Stephen laid their coats at Saul's feet, and Saul ended up persecuting the church, going and getting letters to be able to take people to prison. And to have them beaten and abused because they followed the way of Jesus. And so that persecution that breaks out, this is kind of a pre-message message. So like I said, that's where we start, but I've already jumped. But it's one of those things that as I'm sitting there this morning in my office, you know, kind of going back over things, finalizing where I'm going to start, I had to jump backwards because I think, you know, in order for this message to apply, we have to get to where it comes from. There were people out sharing Jesus with people, and because of that, the persecution broke out. Stephen was one of them. There were others, Philip, different ones that were persecuted so that they ended up going, God sending them, Wherever they went, they preached. We're going to go over that. But the fact was, they were doing something that brought about persecution that caused them to be scattered. As I'm sitting there thinking over this morning, I think, you know, do I do enough to even bring on persecution? And there's a lot of times that we don't. We don't want confrontation, and so we avoid that. And we sure don't want persecution. And so, as sad as it sounds, sometimes we avoid doing what we're supposed to do because we don't want people to persecute us because of our love for Jesus. And we should, but we don't. And so, as we go through this morning, we're going to look at these men that were sent out. They were scattered, it tells us. And so let's go ahead and we'll start in verse 19. It says, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they had come to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all with the purpose of heart that they should continue with the Lord, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord." Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you and we lift up your word. Lord, as we study the history that took place, the things that you did in this time, Lord, help us to apply it today. Lord, but we can't apply it without you. Without your spirit moving in us, there is nothing we can do but just read some words, listen to somebody babble on. But Lord, you, through your Spirit, can move among us. Lord, we want to be affected by you. Lord, come into this place, move, draw us where we need to be drawn, convict us where we need to be convicted, encourage us, Lord, where we need to be encouraged, that you would receive glory and honor in everything that goes on in this place today. In your name we pray. Amen. As it talked about, it said that the persecution broke out and these people traveled to all these different places, but something happened. And it says that they preached only to the Jews. They preached only to the Jews. Well, the Jews already knew the Old Testament, but they didn't know faith in Jesus. So they needed to preach to the Jews, but they're leaving out everybody else. And I got to thinking about this week as I'm studying through this and praying over it. It's like, Steve, you do the same thing. You pick out and choose who you want to go talk to about Jesus. You go find your Jews, those people that should know a little bit, and you want to share the rest with them. And that's what you do. You go and you pick out those ones that you want to talk to and forget the rest. That's what they were doing. Man, if you weren't a Jew, too bad, we're not talking to you. If you're not in my circle, I'm not talking to you. Now that sounds pretty harsh. None of us would say it that way. But that's where we're at. I'm just saying it like it is. I know that's where I'm convicted. And if you're not that way, God bless you and continue doing what you're doing. But if we were doing that, then even this front pew up here would be full. And it's not about numbers. You've always heard that. And I don't care how many people come in here. You hear that all the time. But the bottom line is, every person that comes in here is going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So every number that comes in here is going to hear about Jesus. Every one of those numbers is a soul that needs to hear Jesus. Well, we don't want to act like we're building up First Southern Baptist. We're not. It has nothing to do with us. If you come in here today and you hear about Jesus and you go to church somewhere else and you follow Jesus Christ and you accept Him, then who cares about First Southern Baptist Church? It's about Jesus. And so the bottom line is, why are you and I just seeking out people that we think we should talk to? Doug's going to have to turn me down again today. I can already tell. Because I get convicted on these things because I pick and choose who I want to talk to. And let me tell you how I got so convicted over that this week. Last week I come across a guy and we were just talking and I ended up giving him my phone number and talking to him and just saying, well, you know, you can find me. My name's Steve Ewing. I'm the pastor at the Baptist Church. And we just went on and nothing else was ever said. Because he probably wasn't in my circle. I had never met the guy before. Have not met him since. 6 o'clock Monday morning. My day off. 6 o'clock, my phone rings. I immediately assume it's my mom. It wasn't that time. But that's okay. At 6 o'clock, I roll over and I answer my phone, and this guy is on the other end of the line. He gives me his name. I've never heard this name. I've never met anybody with this name. And he says, Steve, would you pray with me? And then immediately, like, 6 o'clock, I'm not very awake, but that woke me up. And so I prayed with him and I talked to him and I asked him if he knew who Jesus was, if he'd accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And we went on with a conversation of about 15 minutes. And as I hang up, I thought, I wouldn't talk to him when I had a chance. When he's standing there and he says, well, God works in mysterious ways, and then turns around and walks off. I had a chance and I didn't do it because he wasn't in my circle. And so God says, hey, I'm going to remind you of something. At 6 in the morning, and he calls me to talk to me. Why wasn't I as anxious to talk to him? Because he wasn't a Jew. He wasn't in my circle. I was not thinking about what I should have been thinking about. Sharing Jesus with anybody and everybody we can. That's where we're supposed to be. These men, as they're sent out, they're scattered, they're preaching. They're preaching to all the Jews. And then a couple of them went to Antioch and they begin to speak to Hellenists. That's a group of Greek people that were not Jews, and they were really thinking they're better than most people. They're very intellectual people. But they didn't know anything about this Jesus. It wasn't logical. It wasn't what they wanted to hear. But these few men, and it doesn't give their names. One of the first outreaches to the Gentiles here, we know that Saul, later called Paul, is the main person that God sends to the Gentiles. And Antioch, this place where they're at, is one of those places that's going to be the hub where Paul begins to go out on his missionary journeys from there. But the first one to preach to the Gentiles at Antioch, we don't even know who they were. It wasn't about them. This wasn't First Church of Antioch. It wasn't the pastor of First Church of Antioch. It was some people that went there and knew that there were people there that needed Jesus. Not just the people that are religious, but everybody needed Jesus. And so that's what they're going to do, is they're going to reach all these people that don't really want to hear it. They spoke to them, and get this, this is what they did. I love this. They were preaching the Lord Jesus. And they didn't give out anything else. It wasn't come join our group. Right now we're called away. After we talk to you, we'll be called Christians. Because this is the first place that they were called Christians. Because they were little Christ. They were Christ-like. They were of Christ. And it really, when it started out, it was a derogatory term. Man, they're just like that Jesus. What's turned into a pretty good term today. But they take and they're talking to anybody and everybody, and what are they doing? Nothing but preaching Jesus. Well, Pastor, that's your job. You're the preacher. I just sit in the pew. I teach Sunday school. I do all these other things. I minister in all these other ways. I'm not a preacher. Well, you can break that word down however you want, but that's sharing Jesus. That's what they were doing. They weren't necessarily in a church. They weren't behind one of these wooden things. They were just telling people about Jesus. You say, well, I'm not sure I could do that. So here's where I want to stop, and I want to make you think about that. Because that's the excuse that we hear a lot of times. I just don't know if I could share Jesus with somebody. I just don't know if I could do that. Well, let me put it this way. If you had a big cherry pie and there was somebody that was hungry, man, they didn't care what they ate. If you had that cherry pie, you could share it because you had it. If you have Jesus, then you better be able to share Him. Because if you can't share Him, then you probably don't have Him. Say that again. If you don't, you look at it however you want. But if you can't share Jesus, then you probably don't have Him. And what I mean by that is, first of all, what does it mean to preach Jesus, to share Jesus? It's to talk about His birth. We all know that. We look at that every Christmas. That virgin birth that God... The most famous verse, John 3:16, where God sends His only begotten Son down to be born a child. You know that. He lived a perfect, sinless life. If he had sinned at all, then he would not have been a sacrifice for my sins, for your sins. So he lived a perfect, sinless life. He died. He laid himself down to die on a cross as a sacrifice for my sins and your sins. You know that. You know that 3 days later, he rose from the grave. You know that after a while, after people saw him, he ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God. You know, you've heard me say that he's coming back one day to gather his children, to take them home. Then he's going to come back and he's going to judge the world for what they did with him. They rejected him. You know all of that. You have to know all of that to have accepted Christ yourself. So, one, we need to go out and talk to everybody, not just who we want. And two, we need to preach Jesus. Don't preach First Southern Baptist Church because their pastor is a sinner. Don't preach a Bible study because whoever leads it, whoever goes to it, they're sinners. You preach Jesus. You teach Jesus. Because everybody else, everything else is going to let you down except Jesus. And Jesus is the only one that can save them. So you preach Jesus. And that's exactly what these men did. They preached Jesus. And then in verse 21, look what happened. It said, and the hand of the Lord was with them. Well, I'm not real sure that the hand of the Lord will be with me. I am so excited here. I am stumbling through my speech this morning. You've obviously noticed that. But I want to get this, I want you to understand what I'm saying so badly. They are preaching Jesus. And if you're preaching Jesus, then the hand of God will be with you. Because that's what He desires. That's what He's called you to do. That's what He's equipped you to do. That's what is His desire, to bring honor and glory to Him. And so it says in the Bible that He doesn't want anyone to perish, but He wants all to come to repentance. And if you're going to go out there and share Jesus with somebody, I guarantee you His hand is going to be with you. He guarantees that in His Word. So after they shared Jesus, look what happened. The news of those things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. Now, that church in Jerusalem, they were growing. They knew they were preaching Jesus, and they were being persecuted. And now all of a sudden, they hear about this town. Have you heard that Stockton is beginning to preach the gospel? And so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And Barnabas comes to Antioch and he sees the grace of God moving in those people. Not in First Antioch. Not in the pastor of First Antioch. He sees the grace of God moving because people cared enough to go and share Jesus with other people. If they sent Barnabas to Stockton, first of all, would they have a reason to send Barnabas to Stockton? Because word has to reach Jerusalem. Is word going to reach Bolivar that the grace of God is moving in Stockton? That's where we're at. When God begins to be glorified, He begins to move because people are sharing with Jesus with just anybody and everybody. The word gets out. And so they send Barnabas to Antioch and he sees the grace of God moving in that place. And he encourages them and tells them to continue with the Lord. Man, I was doing pretty good. I went out and I talked to two or three people, so I can take a week off. No, you have to continue. You don't get to stop. I'll tell you where we need to get this in our head, that it's not about how many people I reach. It's how many people God reaches through me. And so therefore, it has nothing to do with me. And so therefore, I can't quit. They should continue in the Lord. And then it says at the end of that verse 24, and a great many people were added to the Lord. I want us to look at this today. And it's been pretty simple, but I call it the Antioch formula. And that means you and I have to get over ourselves. We have to get out of our circle. Because that's what He calls us to do. Don't just talk to the people that you think might understand. Don't just talk to the people that you think will accept you. Talk to everybody you get a chance. And all you've got to do is share Jesus. I want you to think back about the person that shared Jesus with you. You may not even remember their name. You may just, well, I know it was a great number of people. You may be able to name the person, the time, the place, the weather. It doesn't matter. But I want you to think about that person. What did they do? They just shared Jesus with you. But what took place in your life? That's what could take place in the life of that person that you run into, that person that you come across, that person that God sets in your path. If you will just share Jesus, they have that opportunity to believe. That's what happened here. It says when they shared with them that they believed, it changed them. Just by preaching Jesus? Don't have to tell them a lot of theology. Don't have to tell them a lot of doctrine. It says a great number believed. But you know, every time I've tried to share with somebody, you know, like you say, Pastor, at a ball game or wherever, every time I've tried to share with somebody, it never sinks in. It never goes anywhere. Well, that's not your fault. Because it doesn't say these people's names. It says that they shared Jesus with people that were there. God took over and a great number believed. Doesn't say and a great number believed because they preached the word in such a great way, such a smooth way that it was received by these people and they understood 100% what was taking place at that time. It doesn't say that. Because it had to do with God taking it over. All I've got to do is put it out there. All you've got to do is put it out there and let God take over. And then they have to believe. Man, it is so crushing sometimes when you present the gospel and it's so plain and you know they need to hear it and they say, "Oh, I'm not ready. This is really not for me. I'm going to wait." That's not a failure on our part. Now, it's a failure on their part. But once they believe, something's got to happen. Because there are those people out there who say, "Oh, I believe everything you say, Steve. I believe everything you say, Debbie. I believe everything you say, Dave." And then nothing else happens. Got people today sitting in churches across the world that somebody has told them about Jesus. And man, I believe everything about that being born and living a perfect life and dying and being raised to life and ascending into heaven. I believe all of that. You can't stop at belief. It says a great number believed and turn to the Lord. Turned is another word for repentance. Repentance is another word for turn. When we realize something is wrong, we have to turn from it. When they realize that they believe in this Jesus, then the turning, Man, every time I talk to them, they never turn. They say they believe, but then there's no change. That's not my fault. That's not your fault. The problem is, they need to turn based on their belief. There should be a change. Goes on, and after they turn, what happens? That testimony? How long has it been since you've shared your testimony? Well, man, I was living in Antioch, and these guys came and they started telling me about Jesus, and I believed in Jesus, and I turned from my wicked way. I turned from the sin that was in my life, and then I didn't ever tell anybody. Man, their testimony is what reached Jerusalem. Don't get mad at me here, but how far has your testimony reached? I don't share my testimony. People just need to see that, hey, if they saw Steve before he accepted Christ, and they see Steve now, there's a difference. Not near like there should be. But that should be enough testimony for them. No. They need to testify. I need to say what took place. There are plenty of nice people out there that didn't used to be nice. Maybe they did something wrong, and maybe they had some kind of issue in their life and realized that, hey, I need to quit doing that because the next time I might not survive. And so they changed their life. Had nothing to do with Jesus. You and I need to share our testimony. It needs to reach other places. They need to understand that it's not just you being a good person. It is Jesus Christ changing your life. That's what took place. They testified. And when they testified, Jerusalem sent people. People got curious. I wonder if people ever get curious about us, about our faith, about our testimony, about our Jesus. I wonder if people get curious. Obviously not. But Barnabas came, and when he saw that these people had taken and they had believed and they had turned, and there was enough of a change that word got out. When Barnabas got there, he saw the grace of God move. It does not say when Barnabas got there, he saw some people really doing good. No. It doesn't say that when Barnabas got there, he saw this old scoundrel that's now, you know, he's dressed up and he's doing great. No. Said they saw the grace of God. It wasn't about good people. It wasn't about what good people are doing. It was about what God was doing through people. And that's where we need to be. And that's not going to happen until we surrender in 100%. And look what happened after Barnabas sees that. He encourages them and says, hey, keep going. And a great many people were added to the Lord. And I am stomping on my toes so bad this morning, I just know, I hope I'm stepping on yours. Because that's the only way anything's going to happen. It's when God begins to convict us to say, if this was written about Stockton, people believed. Some even turned. Some even testified. We try to encourage. And a few people were added. It says a great many were added. And it wasn't because of the people. That's what I want you to understand. It was because the hand of God was working in people. It's nothing that we do. It's what God is going to do through us. And so I want to close with this morning. This formula that worked at Antioch, it can work anywhere. Because it's you and me getting out of our comfort zone and talking to people.
and sharing Jesus. That's the only thing we have to do. The rest is up to them. They have to believe, they have to turn, they have to testify, and others will come because they see God work. Man, my part's over once I share it. No. But that's the main part that we don't get to. If you're sitting here today and you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart, then I want you to understand it's as simple as that. Hear Jesus. And don't hear me. You saw this morning, I'm going to stumble over my words. I'm going to use bad English. It's not about me. It's about knowing that Jesus loves you. It's about obeying Him. It's turning from your sin. It is following Him in believer's baptism. It is doing what He's called you to do and then letting His hand take over in your life. Let His hand take over in your life. And He may reach a great many people. But if He reaches one, that may change their eternity through the grace of God. Because you were just a vessel, but you allowed Him to work through you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I just come before You. I pray, Father, You get us out of our comfort zone. I pray we just share Jesus. God, move this morning. Help us to encounter Your Spirit alive in this place. And if we walk out here either excited or uncomfortable, it's because You've worked. God, don't let us walk out here the same. We love You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Your name we pray.